This is Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Preps KC's Football Friday Night is also brought to you by Remax, KFC, Belfonte Ice Cream and Dairy Foods Company, BUnion.com, the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Hospital, Papa John's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Here's your host, Dion Clisso, and the coach, Harold Wamsgans.
Welcome to week four of Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Like the man said, I am your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And coach, everybody's played now. We've got 3 weeks in Missouri, which is a third of the regular season, and 1 week in Kansas. And we're starting to find a few things out about teams, aren't we?
You know what? On the Kansas side, Free State and Miege and St. James scored a combined 156 points against three pretty good opponents.
That's impressive. I mean, there were a lot of points scored last week, and you know, we're not even talking about Baser Linwood or Bonner Springs or teams like that as well. That those two teams combined for 120 points, and I feel bad for a school like Bishop Ward. They're just outmatched in that Baser Linwood, and they're not trying to score 70 on them, but they did.
Yeah. The offenses seem to be ahead of the defenses in the first week
of Kansas. Well, let's go ahead and give you a rundown of our show this week. And, of course, hour one is our Kansas hour. And we've got a lot of great things we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about last week's games and this week's games here in the first couple segments. We've got a great new feature, McCarthy Audio Rewind from last week. We've got some great highlights from games last week. And then our third segment, we're going to talk with DeSoto coach Brian King and St. Thomas Aquinas coach Randy Dreiling. And DeSoto, big game with Bonner Springs this week, one of our Remax Big Three games.
That's going to be an interesting one. I believe it's at DeSoto, right?
Yes,
it is.
A
home game for DeSoto, and they've got a great home atmosphere there.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Looking forward to talking with Coach King. Also, another Remax Big Three game, Aquinas at Blue Valley North. That might be the best game. Well, maybe not both sides of the state line, but I mean, in Kansas, that's probably the best game, maybe in the state of Kansas.
For sure. I think Blue Valley North, this is a big moment for them. They had a great week, first week, and they need to come. You know, they're looking to be 2-0.
Yeah, that's our third segment. We'll talk with those two coaches. Our final segment will be joined by our own Mike Laverie. We'll talk about a few things. Lawrence Free State, Shawnee Mission West, he did that game last week. And he's got Blue Valley Southwest and St. James, both teams, big wins last week. Impressive, like you said, St. James scored a ton of points. Blue Valley Southwest scored a ton of points in their big win over Blue Valley West.
And we'll see whose defense rises to the occasion here in week two, right?
Yeah, see if somebody can stop somebody. Okay, our second hour this week is our Missouri hour, and our Missouri Big Three are Raytown 3-0 at Liberty 3-0. Coach, Raytown hasn't been 3-0 since 1991.
Amazing. They've just done a great job. Coach Minnick's done a great job there. They have a great senior class. It's going to be an interesting test for them this week in week four.
Yeah, our third segment of that hour, we will talk with Raytown coach Logan Minnick, first-year head coach. He's undefeated, coach. I think it's time to quit, isn't it?
You bet.
I never lost a game. I'm done. Get out at 3-0. But, no, great win for them. He's the Chiefs coach of the week. Joe Campbell there, quarterback, is our player of the week. So, really, just an outstanding first three games for Raytown. That senior class has really stepped up and taken the next step. We'll also talk with Park Hill coach Josh Hood. They're hosting Blue Springs. You think that's a Remax Big Three game?
Without a doubt. That's going to be a great one. It's at Park Hill. Blue Springs has got to have a bounce back week.
Our other Remax Big Three game is Harrisonville and Platte County. Two teams coming off their first loss. We'll talk with Cole Young about that in our second hour.
And that's one of those Class 4, Class 5 matchups that's important to each of them.
Oh, yeah. And our final segments, of course, we do our Belfonte Picks of the Pros. We'll talk with our own Nick McCabe. He was at the Staley-Platte County game, and that was a fantastic back-and-forth game for a while. I'm curious to get his thoughts on that.
It's going to be interesting to see how he felt about those two teams. I'm sure he was impressed.
Well, Coach, when you look at the games from last week, you know, the Thursday games were interesting to me, and there were some scores in those games and some results. You know, we talked about Shawnee Mission East and Olathe South. That was a Remax Big Three game last week, and last year this was like a 66-10, 66-16 game, 28-6. And afterwards, the video interview with Dustin Delaney and Craig Lewis, you know, Delaney said, hey, that's a good football team. That defense is really good. And you could see that in some of the highlights and how they played defensively.
And remember when we talked to Coach Lewis, he felt really good about his team. This is his second year there. That was an important game for them to play very respectfully.
Yeah. Lawrence 42-21 over Shawnee Mission Northwest. Hunter Crum, their tailback, three touchdowns over 200 yards. He was hurt all of last year. That's a big weapon for Lawrence to get back.
You bet it was, and that was Coach Wed's 100th win at Lawrence High School.
Yes, it was, and that was a cool moment for him. And they've got a game this Thursday as well. Okay, Hutch and Olathe East, we've got a podcast up with Jesse Owen, the Olathe East coach. They had Hutch down most of the game, and Hutch had a big drive there at the end, and he said, you know, I said, we talked about there's no such thing as moral victories, but that's an important game for Olathe East to play that way to start the season.
I think whoever is on Olathe East schedule this week and the next week took attention to that score last week.
Yeah, some other games that jumped out on me, jumped out at me last week. Baldwin 40, Eudora 14. I know Eudora had some injuries before the season started, but Baldwin had a couple seasons where they just hadn't played very well. This is a big win for their new coach, Coach Kerr.
Very important to get off to a 1-0 start, and he's undefeated in his.
He's undefeated as well. That's two guys are undefeated. Blue Valley North, Blue Valley Northwest, big win for Blue Valley North, 48-13 over Northwest. Clint Ryder, the new coach there at Northwest, but Graham Mertz came out and just had a big game for them. This is a guy who had been the backup at Bishop Miege last year, and he's now at Blue Valley North as a junior. He may be one of the best quarterbacks, and he's only played one game.
Well, you know what? We've had lots of really great quarterback performances on the Missouri side in the first 3 weeks and in the first week in the Kansas side.
Okay, Leavenworth 13, Lansing 6, rivalry game win there. Tough battle for them. How big is that for Coach Littrell to get that win in the first week of the season, knowing that he's going to be jiving into the Sunflower League right away?
Extremely important, and that's going to be a big game. I think they have Shawnee Mission West this week.
So yeah, they do.
Going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, it's Shawnee Mission West, Free State. We'll talk more about that game, but that was all Free State. Shawnee Mission West looked overmatched, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And so that's, like I said, we'll talk more about that game with Mike Laverie, kind of get his thoughts on that. Olathe North, Wichita Heights. Coach, Olathe North got down early here. Wichita Heights is a team in Class 5A that a lot of people were talking about was ranked coming in, and Olathe North comes back and gets a really solid win. You know, Coach McCartney might have that team kind of turned back in the right direction again.
Well, he's certainly the person who can do it, and you know they've got a great tradition. They can bring that back and be extremely competitive this season.
Tonganoxie at Spring Hill, close game, 23-14. I think that's a good win for Tonganoxie on the road.
I think without a doubt, and you know what, I think it's probably a good situation for Spring Hill. I think they found that they can play with good people also. It's going to affect their game tonight.
All right, here's a big win. Shawnee Mission South 22, Shawnee Mission North 19. That's huge for Brett Oberzon and that program to get a win. And I think Shawnee Mission North, we're going to see how special Will Snyder and that senior class were this year. They may take a little bit of a step back.
Shawnee Mission South has really struggled, and that was a good start to the 2017 season. They need to have a couple more like that as they continue to try to improve.
Well, here's a score that's not a good one for the local team. Silver Lake 81, Washington 14. Just found out that Silver Lake's team has already forfeited to them. They were searching for a game midweek, Silver Lake was. I had someone text me and ask me if there was anybody on the Missouri side who was open. So Silver Lake's scaring them out of the water, Coach.
you know what? They have a great tradition at Silver Lake. They've won a lot of state championships and been big factor. That's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points. I mean, that's tough. And when you've got teams that are already forfeit, and this is 3A. This isn't like a 1A, 2A school like we got beat up. We only have 15 kids and five of them got hurt and we don't have enough guys to go out there. This is a 3A school. They should have, I mean, if the team they're playing, they should have 40 kids. I mean, I don't know what I got to find out more about that. And that's something I may be putting in the roundup, but that's for next week. But that's something weird. The teams would just go ahead and forfeit in week two.
It is strange.
Have you ever had the thought that maybe it'd be nice to be able to forfeit in week two?
No. I can honestly tell you that thought never crossed my mind.
Because if you're in that situation, maybe it's time to just kind of call it a season, isn't it? If you're forfeiting in week two,
exactly.
Yeah, that's one of those that jumps off the page at you, and you know, one other game, and Lewisburg got off to a good start, 41-14 over Wyandotte, and that's Lewisburg's got Piper this week. Piper went to Paola, they lost 35-21. Some good games there, you know. Paola and Lewisburg getting good wins to start the season.
And I think anytime you have a Piper-Paola matchup, you've got a great contest that could go either way.
Yeah, and it went towards Paola this time. Well, Coach, when you look at that first week of the season, is there anything other that jumps off the page in those games last week? I know you were at Free State, and you talked about the stadium, the renovations they did, and hats off to Shawnee Mission School District. You were there. It looked great in pictures. You were there in person.
They've done a great job, and it's still under some renovation underneath both sides of the stadium. It's a great improvement. For those of us who were there from day one, it's a big improvement.
And it was all concrete stands, huge, massive concrete grandstands on both sides. What have they done to do the changes this year.
You know what? I'm not sure what the construction terminology is, but the concrete is still there. They just put things on top of the concrete.
So they like sheathed it in aluminum seating and stuff
and
like that?
And they have chair back seating on both sides. Kind of interesting, the chair back seating is blue, and the only school with blue colors is Shawnee Mission East, and they don't play there for their own.
And it's the wrong color of blue, because Shawnee Mission East is that powder blue.
So
I'm not sure if they just wanted to go neutral.
Maybe they thought that was neutral.
That was neutral, because if they put black, that might have been Shawnee Mission West or Shawnee Mission Northwest, and Shawnee Mission, if they put green or yellow, could have put yellow.
I know that in speaking with Coach Callahan before the game, he didn't talk about those blue seats being neutral color.
Well, tell me this. They've got a really big press box there, too, and that's an improvement because that press box hadn't been touched since the day it had been built.
Not ever. And they have an elevator now that goes from ground level up to the press box. It's awesome.
As people who have climbed that old stadium, that's a great thing. And then when you get inside, you had to climb up the stairs again to get up to the second level if you were up on the top level.
And as assistant coaches got older, it became more and more difficult to get up there. The first going up to the beginning of the game was okay. It was halftime. It was a limited time to get up all those steps.
When did that stadium originally open?
You know what? We talked about that when I was at the game. I'm not really sure. I can't tell you what year it was.
So it was when
Shawnee Mission South opened in 1966-67, and the stadium was not there. There was only one stadium at
so
first.
The three teams, it was Shawnee Mission North, yeah. Shawnee Mission East, and then the Shawnee Mission South.
And then when Shawnee Mission Northwest came, then we went through some years where we played Thursday night games, Friday night games, Saturday night games. And then I just can't remember what year South Stadium was completed.
When did Shawnee Mission West open?
Shawnee Mission West opened in the early 1960s, I believe 1962.
Oh, so there were four high schools. Were they playing at one when Shawnee Mission South opened? Was that the fourth high school and they were playing at one stadium?
That first year, yeah.
So were they playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Right. Right. Sometimes you'd play, you know, Thursday night football, Friday night football, Saturday night football.
Did they ever have a doubleheader on Saturday?
No.
No, I didn't know that. No. That's kind of interesting. That's one of those things. I mean, the thought of three high schools in one stadium is you could be playing all three nights, and the thought of four and one because you got no place else to go. I'm sure whoever was ever doing the Sunflower League schedule back then probably didn't like Shawnee Mission very much.
No,
it was, and they were winning too, so they didn't like that. They were the big dogs, and then you had to move your schedule around and do all that. Okay, well, Coach, that's our first segment. When we come back, we'll talk about a little bit more about this week's games. We'll also have our McCarthy audio rewind from last week. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
Hey, guys.
Daddy! Today, I went down the slide, not the little one, but the big one, and I saw my friend Amanda from school, and she's spending the night. And Mom said we can have as much ice cream as we want because Mommy's going out with her friends, and you're in charge. Doesn't that sound like fun, Daddy? I'm so glad you're home.
Whoops, wrong house.
That real sweet moment was made possible by Del Fonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Del Fonte, homemade.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt.
The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Deion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans, and a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like the McCarthy Auto Group. Every year, the McCarthy Auto Group gives 23 $1,000 scholarships to the Greater Kansas City Football Coaches Association Scholar Athlete Program to help those athletes attend the school of their choice. They do a lot of great things, and they are a proud sponsor of our new segment, the look at last week's top audio highlights, and we've got a lot of great ones this week. We're going to start off with Park Hill. They've got a big game with Blue Springs tonight. Last week, they got on the board early and often with big plays from Billy Maples to DJ Johnson.
It's going to be a fake handoff. Now it's going to be passed out to Johnson. Johnson's tries to juke one defender. He jukes his third, a fourth, and Johnson's in for a touchdown. DJ Johnson, and between him and Bell, they're just a video game character.
Another team off to a good start is Lee Summit West. The Titans blitzed Blue Springs South in week one and did the same to Ray Peck last week. West's only loss is to Blue Springs, but last week against Ray Peck, it was Sammy Cooper and Phillip Brooks who had some big plays for the Titans.
They'll try and set up a throw here. This is Cooper on across to Brooks. Caught, touchdown. The wide receiver option pass, as, you know, backup quarterback and also wide receiver Sammy Cooper took the lateral from Coble and then went all the way across the field.
On the Kansas side, Bishop Miege opened the season hosting Blue Valley as it started its march to a possible fourth straight Kansas Class 4A Division I championship. It was all Miege early and late as the Stags got big plays from several members of their offense, including these two touchdowns from senior tailback Cameron Clark.
Hands off on a counter to Cameron Clark. Clark knifing through. He has some room to midfield. It is going to be a foot race that Cameron Clark rarely loses. Inside the 10, 5, touchdown. Cameron Clark. Give to Cameron Clark. Good cut back across the 45. Find some room to the 40. Wow. 30, and he is going to go again. Cameron Clark, this time from 49 yards away, is back into the end zone the second time tonight, and the Stags get another one.
Thanks to A10 Varsity for all that audio this week, Coach, and it's a new feature we're doing, and appreciate the McCarthy Auto Group sponsoring that, and hopefully as the time goes on, we'll have a little bit more audio each week as more games are out there. It's kind of fun to hear those calls. I always like it. It takes you back when you hear it on the radio.
Yeah, I think it's great. And you know what? Just another thing the McCarthy Auto Group wants to do to make high school football better.
Yeah, I know. We miss Lauren, but we talked about doing this year, and really they liked the audio, and they said, hey, let's get behind that. And, of course, they do the scholarships and all that, and this is fun, and this is a fun way to have their McCarthy Auto Rewind, and it's fun putting together. I know that it's I get to listen to all those clips and go through and pick them out, and we've got some great people calling games, and of course, you know, Vision Sports as well will be a part of that, and Spectrum Sports will be a part of that as well. So thanks a lot to A10 Varsity this week, because they were able to get us that audio for those games. And you hear the Bishop Miege, you talk about a team that had a big week last week, and we didn't really talk about Bishop Miege and Blue Valley yet, but wow, 55-10, and they were all over Blue Valley. And their weapons at running back look like they've got one of the best quarterbacks in the state of Kansas. They've got two running backs in Bryson Cobbins and Cameron Clark that are just as good as anybody's.
Well, I saw them last year, and those running backs were effective last year in the playoff game I saw them in.
Yeah, that's going to be a big weapon for them. Let's go ahead and start talking about this week's games on the Kansas side. And, Coach, I think it's going to be a really good one. I tell you, you know, there are games, and we talk about our big three games. You got Blue Valley Southwest at St. James, Bonner Springs in DeSoto, St. Thomas Aquinas, Blue Valley North, and we'll talk more about those, but those are three fantastic games in week two. And the great thing about it is some seasons you end up looking for big three games, and they're the same games from the year before because teams are good. This one is totally different than it was this time last year.
Well, you've got three obvious choices, and there are two or three choices right behind that that could have easily been one of the big three.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start talking about some of those games here. Thursday game, Lawrence at Shawnee Mission North. This looks like a big game for Lawrence. If you're listening to us on Friday, go grab the coverage at PrepsKC.com. We've got video and highlights and all that from this game. If you're listening to it on iTunes, it's going to be a good game tonight. Lawrence, Hunter Crum, we talked about him last segment. That's a weapon for them, and this could be a pretty big win for Lawrence tonight. Shawnee Mission North looks like they're struggling a little bit.
I know a lot of people in the Sunfire League feel that Lawrence could be a factor in weeks 8 and 9 when we look at that conference championship and my district play continues.
You know, we talked about Shawnee Mission West and Olathe South last week. It could be Lawrence, Free State, and Shawnee Mission East that are really the top three, which is what they were kind of last year as well. And that's going to be the Thursday night game this week. And I'll tell you, we move over to Friday. Baser Linwood at Spring Hill, Coach. I think that's a great game. I mean, Spring Hill got a close loss to Tonganoxie, but that's a good football team. And Baser Linwood, how much test did they get? I mean, how many of their guys that got to play? I mean, this will be a possibility that their first four-quarter game of the season.
And that's going to be a big factor because of the score of their game last week for Baser. And Spring Hill, they had to play all four quarters, so they're in the flow of things.
Yeah, and so that, you know, they're coming off that. They've got a full cage of film. They looked at their guys, and, you know, I'm sure Coach Rod Stahlbaumer at Baser found some stuff that they need to do better, but it's tough when you win 70-0 against an outmanned Bishop Ward team. Okay, Blue Valley Northwest going to Mill Valley, 2-0-1 teams. You don't want to lose in week two, and this is a spot I don't think Mill Valley thought they'd be in. Blue Valley Northwest knew maybe going against Blue Valley North it was going to be a tough road, but this is a Blue Valley Northwest team under Clint Ryder trying to find their first win for their new coach.
And Blue Valley's got to be – this is a bounce-back week for them. I'm sure that was not in their expectations to lose to week one to St. James.
Yep. Blue Valley West and Blue Valley, a couple more 0-1 teams. Neither one of these teams were really – they were in the game for a little bit, but really – they lost both their games by pretty good margins and gave up a lot of points. I would expect Blue Valley's defense to come out a little better. The weapons at Blue Valley West are not the weapons at Bishop Miege.
And you know what? These two teams didn't lose to two other not-so-very-good teams. These two teams lost to two really good football teams. Yep. And I expect Blue Valley to have a bounce-back week.
Eudora at Tonganoxie. Coach, Tongi got the good win. Eudora fell to Baldwin. I think if you're Tongi, you got to be focused here because Eudora's still got good players, and I feel like that they're going to want to bounce back from the way they played against Baldwin. And if you're Tongi, your first game at home, but don't get caught looking ahead to anybody.
No, because Eudora can play football, and they've done it in the past, and they'll be very competitive tonight.
Gardner Edgerton's going to Bishop Miege, and Miege looked great. Gardner played Aquinas, scored some points, and I think, you know, we're going to talk to Coach Dryling here in a little bit, but this is an improved Gardner. So Miege can't have that letdown.
You know what I think's amazing about Miege is we always talk about their offensive players, but their defense is lights out. They've got some linebackers that can go to the football.
Dylan Downing, that name sounds familiar. The Downing family's got another player in there. Looks a lot like his brother, but he's a little bigger playing linebacker, Coach. And you're right, their linebacker play is outstanding.
Yes, they're an outstanding defensive football team.
Harmon at Wyandotte, a good KCAL matchup there. Both teams kind of looking for a win there, hoping that these teams can kind of get turned around, but somebody's got to get a win here.
And these teams need to all step up, and they need to catch Atchison in the conference, that's for sure. Atchison is kind of head and shoulders above most of them at this time.
Well, and we talk about Schlegel, they've got a big game with Kansas City Central on Saturday. We'll have coverage of that, a little cross game. They had a good win at Southeast last week, Schlegel did. So Schlegel looks like they're taking care of their business outside the conference, which has not been a strength of KCAL teams, Coach.
No, and Schlegel's extremely athletic.
Yeah, there's a good on the dot that's up at the our great feature with David Brocks talking about Schlegel and then the Sumner players as well. Sumner's got Atchison this week. Sumner had a good win last week, but they're going to get tested against an Atchison team that got handled by Holton. So Sumner has got to be ready to play some good football because I think Atchison's going to be ready to play that game.
Because Holton is consistently in the top five in their class, without a doubt.
Yeah, no doubt there. Okay, Leavenworth, Shawnee Mission West. We talked a little bit about that in the last one, but hey, Leavenworth's got a shot to go 2-0 here for the first time in a while.
This would be a big win for Coach Littrell, and these two coaches have a long history of playing against each other.
Yeah, they know each other pretty well, don't they? And they're good friends.
Yes.
And they're on the board together, so it's a good one. You know, I think if they were talking, they would root for the other guy when he's playing anybody but himself, probably. Okay, Lewisburg at Piper. Again, Piper looking to bounce back. Lewisburg trying to figure out how much they were tested in that first week game against Wyandotte.
I think this is going to be a good one. And Piper lost. Did Piper lose to Payola?
Yeah, 35-20.
Right,
yeah.
To Payola. That's a good first game for them. They'll be ready to play.
We talked about Olathe East coming close to Hutchinson. They've got Olathe North, who got the big win. This is fun when you talk to Jesse Owen. You know, he said this is the game where he roots for Olathe North every time he's not playing them, but because his roots are so deep there. But this is a good game for both these teams.
You know what? I think it's always a significant game when you have two of the same district schools playing each other, no matter what their records are. Those are always rival schools. Everybody, you don't like any of the others.
Olathe South, Olathe Northwest, all the Olathes hooking up here in this week. And Olathe South score looked better. Goddard's a good football team that beat Olathe Northwest, but that wasn't a very competitive football game. I think if you're Olathe South, you're probably looking to get a win here.
Without a doubt, I'm sure they feel good about how they played against Shawnee Mission East. You know Coach Sherman's going to have the Northwest ready to go.
Yep. Shawnee Mission South at Lawrence Free State. Oof. Congratulations, Coach Oberzahn. You got a first win. Now you got to go play your mentor and Bob Lischer at Free State on a team that looks really, really good.
Yeah, I think Free State is going to be a factor. I think we'll hear a lot about Free State in weeks 10, 11. You know, they're going to be a factor.
We talked about Sumner and Atchison. Washington at Turner, two teams who got blitzed last week. Washington, another new head coach this year. It's like their third, fourth one in 5 years, and that's kind of tough to deal with. Turner, Julian Parks, the head coach. I'm curious to see how they do in this game because I still think that that's a solid football team. I just think Bonner Springs may be really good, and we're gonna talk with Coach Brian King and see what he thinks about Bonner Springs as they get ready to go into this game. But I think Bonner's athletes are really good, and I think this may be a better matchup for Turner in week two.
I think it's a better matchup for both of them. I think both these schools are looking to be 1-1 and feel they can be 1-1.
Yeah. Last one, Lansing, Bishop Ward. You got to feel like Lansing's going to get the win here. Bishop Ward, man, they can't get out of that conference and over to the crossroads next year fast enough where they can play teams that are more like themselves. That's really where they need to be, Coach.
Well, and you know what? They have lots of issues, and football is a game of numbers, and right now their numbers in their school are down.
Yeah, the whole school is down in terms of numbers. All right, well, that is our second segment. When we come back, we're going to talk with DeSoto coach Brian King and St. Thomas Aquinas coach Randy Dryling. You listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or bodywork done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
The MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
My ice cream is good.
Mine too.
Mine's so good, it's like playing video games all day.
Mine tastes like I'm flying around on a spaceship.
Well, mine's like the Tooth Fairy left you a gold bar and one of her wings.
Well, my ice cream tastes so good, it's like being all the superheroes at once.
You win.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at papajohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Your computer system on the job, how's that working for you? Your home entertainment system, still enjoying it? You can thank an electrician. My name is Milton Johnson, and I am proud to be a union master electrician with Local 124. You can learn a real skill and earn a great living in the building and construction trades. Be the best. Be one of us. Find out how at beunion.com. B-E-Y-O-U-N-I-O-N.com.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like Papa John's. All year long in football, you can get 40% off the regular price on your online order with the promo code PrepsKC. And when you buy your pizza, as we did this last weekend and got some pizza for the scoreboard crew, you get 40% off regular price, and then 10% of what you spend will go into a fund for an equipment grant. And we'll have a contest at the end of the year so you can eat some pizza, save some money, and possibly help win some money for your program. Okay, let's get back into the football and talk with one of our coaches for one of our REMAX Big Three games, DeSoto's Brian King. And Coach, you guys start off last week with a game at Ottawa. I mean, right in the Frontier League, right out of the gate, and we all know how the Frontier League is played. It's tough, it's physical, and you get a good 30-8 win at Ottawa. What did you like about what your team did in that game in week one?
We made our fair share of errors for a week one game. We knew we were going to, but our effort and physicality was really good. So that's really good because we could overcome some of those errors you might make. And our defense came to play. They had a real special running back, and Coach Hedrick did a great job at that program. And our defense did a really good job keeping that team to 8 points. So I was real happy for our defense. Our offense also, obviously, scored a good amount of touchdowns there and moved the ball well for us. But I think overall, just a great effort and great physicality we played with. So I was pretty happy for our kids.
Coach, for our listeners who haven't seen DeSoto play a football game under your leadership, describe your offense to us and what the strengths of your offense were last week versus Ottawa.
I think this year we run a flex bone primarily. We're trying to get a little more versatile with what we do, but primarily flex bone. We take a lot of pride in our physicality with our, especially our offensive line and our fullbacks and things like that. We obviously use a multiple back set with that flex bone offense. We got a lot of backs carrying that ball. Our quarterback, Bryce Mould, puts up some big numbers. But our line this year, I know we've lost some kids, but we had some big boys coming in. We have Marshall Kellner playing right tackle for us. He's, in my opinion, one of the best linemen in the state. Great kid. About 6'4", 290. He's good. He's the leader of that offensive line right now. But we probably average 276 up front. We have pretty much our entire backfield back. The only place person we're switching in there is Leo Plotnick at fullback. He's a quick little 200-pound fullback, so he's a good fit for us. And we got some receivers who can make some plays with us, with Connor Strauss as our X, and Kyle Bell's our tight end. But we're pretty versatile what we can do as far as, I think, in the passing game and on the ground. But pretty physical group.
Well, this week, defensively, you got a little different test in Bonner Springs. I mean, they've got some good athletes. They really got up and down the field against Turner last week, 56-0 in that game. What did you see out of their offense that's going to challenge your defense?
No, you said it. They are athletic. They've got some long, athletic kids who can make some plays. So we're going to have to make sure we take a lot of pride in our physicality and our execution this week, because they can make plays in a hurry with the athletes they have. And like you said, we will go from a lot of times in the Frontier League. You know, a lot of teams are primarily run. I'm getting a more few passes to a team that, like we played Bonner Springs, that'll spread you out quite a bit. So we'll definitely have to make some adjustments. But we're looking forward to the challenge. They got some athletes. We'll have to work hard to stop.
Coach, talk to us about your special teams and how you feel about winning the special team part of the game Friday night against Bonner.
Yeah, it's important. You know, what side of the 50-yard line are you going to be playing on is always important. We've got a kicker, Ethan Rodriguez, that we were fortunate to have. Very, very good athlete. He was actually one of the fastest kids in the region last year in track, that kicks off for us and can really flip the field. Max Garrett's a punter we had last year. He would have been on the all-league list also, but he had gotten injured, I think, week six. So having both our kickers back is good in order to try to flip the field. I know that we played in a league championship game at Spring Hill last year, and it really came down to a punt that ended up being like a 70-yard punt that ended up flipping the field. It really kind of helped us steal that game. So special teams, I tell you what, you got to sell them to your kids how important they are, because they say a third of the game they really are. what side of 50 we play on, and it makes a big difference.
Well, it's your first home game of the year. You guys are coming off a good season. I'm assuming there's a little bit of excitement as you guys get ready to kick off at home for the first time.
There is, absolutely. And I'll tell you, our home crowd has been really good the last few years. I've really seen noticed a change with how many people show up and support us in our games. And when we have the game of the weeks, you notice also in the amount of voting that we receive. Mm-hmm. And our fans and the student section are phenomenal. So there's a lot of people excited, including our team, about getting home and having that first home game. So absolutely, a lot of people excited.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. We appreciate you taking some time with us.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, Coach Walms, good win by DeSoto to start off the season. They got a tough one this week.
They're going to have their handful. They need to keep control of that clock.
Well, one of our other REMAX Big 3 games, St. Thomas Aquinas at Blue Valley North, two of the most impressive in performances in week one by those two schools. And we bring in St. Thomas Aquinas Coach Randy Dreiling. And, Coach, that's an improved Gardner-Edgerton team. You guys went down there and took care of your business. Well, what was the most impressive part of your team to you last week?
Well, I think other than about four or five mental mistakes, we played pretty well. And the mistakes, were made were avoidable, but, those are going to happen. So I think our mental preparation was about as good as I've seen it for game one.
Talk for just a few minutes about the strength of your defense as you head into this week's game.
Well, I think our front, our front seven is really solid. Front six in particular, we've got some athletes. 270 pound down to 220 athletes on the defensive front. That Coach McInnes does a great job with those guys, and they're well coached. They do a great job defending the run, which is you got to do that. You got to stop the run no matter who you're playing. Our linebackers, I thought, played really well, just solid last Friday in stopping the run and also helping them pass. And then we've got a veteran group back in the secondary also. So. All in all, we're very pleased with where our defense is right now. Obviously, it's going to get tested to a new level this Friday.
Yeah, so my next question was going to be, when you see them on film and you saw what they were able to do in the first week with Graham Mertz, and they've been a talented offense for the last few years, and he's really triggering it well right off the bat. What kind of things are your cornerbacks going to need to do, and that with that front seven's able to get some pressure?
Well, it's not just your cornerbacks. I mean, they throw most of their passes to their inside receivers and their tight end. They'll flex him out, and then 81. They've got no one in particular. They'll throw to anybody. And they love to take whatever you give them. And Coach is very good over there. He's done a wonderful job. He's very good at identifying what you're not doing and what you're not covering, and he'll go to it over and over again until you stop it. So our whole defense got their hands full Friday.
Coach, we know that you like to run the football. Talk a little bit about your offensive line and how you feel they match up against Blue Valley North's defense.
Well, we return, five starters, actually six at the counter tight end, and then another guy that started a lot of games. So it's a veteran group up there. We did throw for more yards Friday night than we ran. So it's the second time in the history of me coaching anyway that we've done that. So we do throw the ball again, kind of like we talked about, Chris, to take whatever you give us. But our offensive line is obviously where it starts. You can't run the ball without a good a good front up there, and those guys are not only are they pretty good, they take a tremendous amount of pride in what they're doing, I think, and as a group and collectively they're striving each and every day to get better. It's a good a group as far as the mental aspect of the game that I've had.
Well, they're going up against one of the better defensive linemen in the Metro, and Miles Emery, and I know they've got more than just him, but is there anything you do specifically to make sure that he's not wreaking havoc, or is it everybody play their spots and go from there?
Well, I think you can't in our offense we'll read him a lot. So he'll have to take dive or whatever, however they're going to play it. But, you just can't, we just can't afford to just focus on one guy. We got to make sure that our line is doing a great job on everybody. And, he'll make his plays. We just got to keep pounding and try to wear him out a little bit and that kind of thing. But keep him off balance with our run game and our pass game. If you're not, if he's not just able to tee off on one particular part of the game, I think it neutralizes them a little bit.
Coach, when you talked about last week against Gardner, when you had more yards passing than you did rushing, was that by design or was that just something that occurred during the game and you guys felt like that's what you needed to do?
Well, I think, you know, our quarter, you know, we threw for 1,700 yards last year, so we know that we have that capability, and we've got some very good receivers, our slots and our tight end, and we've got several receivers that can catch. And so, you know, if somebody's not covering the pass, then, you know, it's our objective to make them pay for it. So, you know, when you've got, you know, your run game and your play action passing game going, well, then, you know, it just becomes a little more difficult to stop your offense, and that's what we aim to do every week. It's not, you know, just a one-time deal. We want to throw the ball, you know, 10 to 20 times a game, every game, so that people have to not only defend us during the game but practice for it during the week.
Well, Coach, how do you feel like your special teams played last week, and how big are they going to be this week?
We had a really good kicker, and he made a field goal. I don't remember how far it was, 37 yards, and we lined up, and we had a few guys not on the line of scrimmage on our field goal unit, which is disappointing. Took field goal away from the kid. But our kickoff team, our kickoff coverage was outstanding, and we pinned them inside the 20, I think, every time. And, you know, probably our return game is that's probably where we need to work on, and what we'll work on a little bit more this week than usual. But, you know, basically the number one units that we worry about is our punt team and our extra point team, and both of those. Okay, we had to punt the fourth quarter, so it wasn't a big deal at that point. But, I think our special teams all in all are pretty solid right now.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game and a great atmosphere. We appreciate you taking time with us.
Well, thanks for having us. We appreciate it likewise.
All right, that is St. Thomas Aquinas Coach Randy Dreiling. When we come back, we'll be joined by our own Mike Levere. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With the Dick's Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
Thanks for getting me ice cream at the store.
You're welcome.
It was good. Now, aren't you gonna thank me?
For...
Behold!
Oh my gosh, you put your bowl in the dishwasher.
And the spoon!
I don't deserve you.
Sure you do.
Another real sweet moment brought to you by Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
The Most Valuable Player Award, or MVP, is a great honor given to the best performing player in the league. When it comes to residential real estate, the Royals know the MVP is the RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who talked to the home sellers, staged the interiors, examined the exteriors, posted the listing, opened the house, met with the buyers, negotiated the offers, countered the offers, and sold the home. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each office independently owned and operated.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or bodywork done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans, and a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System. Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any member of your team, whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or concussion. See the same experts who care for the Royals and Chiefs. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in our own Mike Leverian. Mike, we'll start where you were last week, and then we'll get into your game tonight. You were at Free State and Shawnee Mission West, which has been a great game for the last 3 or 4 years. Not so much last week.
Yeah, it was not what I thought was going to happen. I definitely thought that it'd be a little bit more evenly matched, given West has been having Free State's number, and they had a 1-point game last year, and after the first drive that Free State had, where first play they go the wrong way on a boot pass, and so now you've got an illegal man downfield, and then the second play ball gets snapped over the quarterback's head and you've got a safety, and I'm like, all right, well, this might be a long game, it might be just some nerves, it might be rust. Free State shook it relatively quickly and jumped out to a quick 28-2 lead after the first quarter, and they really overmatched Shawnee Mission West. It was evident that you had a team that was laden with upperclassmen versus a team that had little experience.
Gage Foster is Dion's typical Free State quarterback. He's an outside linebacker. On the program, he's listed outside linebacker / quarterback, and he's like a fullback in the backfield. He's a good one, and he can throw the ball. Their passing game was effective.
Yeah, my biggest concern with Gage is his size. Not because he's, stacked. I mean, the guy is a big guy. He'll lay a hit on you. My biggest concern is his height. And when you're facing a team like Derby, who has 6'4" guys at the line trying to just throw over the trees per se, will be difficult. And so, he's got a really nice arm slot, and he can really put the ball where it needs to go. But Coach Lischer told me after the game, hey, we look really, really good for one series and really, really bad for another. And he said that's the way that they practiced the first three weeks of the preseason. And so I think they'll figure it out. But I think Coach Lischer has to like his team after week one.
Yeah, no doubt. And Jackson Ean looks like a big-time presence in that backfield. And, you almost start looking going, well, can they beat Derby? I mean, that's what you start thinking, because they're gonna win enough games, to get a pretty good seed. And Derby's probably going to go undefeated because there's probably not really anybody on their schedule. So the question, can they beat Derby, which they've been in the same spot like Blue Valley was the last 2 years, banging their heads against Derby? Well, your game tonight is a fun one, and I'm really excited to talk about this one. You've got St. James and Blue Valley Southwest, two teams that got big wins in week one. St. James goes to Mill Valley, plays a fantastic game, beats Mill Valley. We know Mill Valley still probably doesn't have what they had the last 2 years when they won state championships, but St. James handled them. I mean, that was a St. James game all the way. And then Blue Valley Southwest, they get into a little bit of a shootout. They had a pretty good cushion, but they had to keep scoring against Blue Valley West and hang 70 on the board. These are two teams that have been at the bottom of the EKL last year. Not really bottom, but bottom-ish. Look like they could be those teams that are taking the big step up.
Yeah, I think for me, I was really surprised with that St. James result. Just because, I can't remember the last time they beat. Actually, I don't think they've ever beat Mill Valley until last week. And so that was a big win for them, just because you know, you go down K7 and you're facing what's pretty much now your rival, or one of your rivals, excuse me, you've got St. Thomas Aquinas, but one of your rivals in the EKL, and you go to their place and beat them. And so I think Coach Radke is probably expecting some big things out of his guys this year. And, you know, you hang 40-some points on the defending state champs, you've got to like where your offense is at, especially after week one. For Blue Valley Southwest, I just think it's guys were young last year, and they got the reps that they needed and, you know, came out ready to play week one against Blue Valley West.
You know, St. James really played their best football in 2016, the last three, four, 5 weeks of the season. So they had a little bit of momentum going into the offseason. And if there were some younger players in that group, that had to be a great incentive for them because they finished extremely strong in 2016. And anytime you beat the defending state champion, you've done something.
Yeah, you know, I think last year they had those same high expectations, and the beginning of the year they just didn't put it together. They weren't clicking for whatever reason. So I agree. You know, I think winning is contagious, and sure, you know, they didn't perform as well as they wanted to in the playoffs, but that late season success obviously should translate, you would hope, beginning of the season, and they maybe can keep it rolling in the middle and toward the end, and as they, you know, get into the playoffs, weeks 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, so a conference that we thought was deep in the top half is probably getting a little deeper with the way that these two teams played in week one. And Blue Valley Southwest, you know, they beat Pittsburgh last year in the playoffs, and that was a big win for them. And I think it's going to be a great game. I think one thing is for sure, they're teams that can score. You're going to get to see some points on the board. I don't know if you're going to be done until about 11, 11:30.
You know, it might be one of those old Big 12 shootouts, you know, Texas Tech, Baylor, where, you know, you're just, you know, both teams probably will put up 50 points. Or, you know, St. James's defense, you know, will hold serve, and, you know, it might be a blowout. You never know. But I think St. James is the better team, and I think that they'll win this one.
Well, one other thing I want to talk about is your column that you wrote. It's up at Preps KC right now, and you talked about the lack of a running clock in the Sunflower League, and in terms of that, and you had differing comments between Coach Lisher and Coach Callahan after the game, and I've always wondered why, you know, Kansas doesn't use it like Missouri does. I think it works great in Missouri, and you had some different things that they both said.
Yeah, you know, one thing is, you know, you've got Coach Lisher, who at this point in the year, he's just like, hey, we've got third-string, fourth-string guys that we want to use and get them those varsity reps, but according to Keisha rules, you know, we put them in for one play in a varsity game that constitutes as a game. And, you know, you can only play 9 regular season games in Kansas. And so it's limiting that ability. And Lisher, you know, I know none of these coaches want to run up the score, but they also want to play the game. And so, you know, it's 49-2 and, you know, they bust off a 46-yard run, and it goes to 56-2. That was never the intention, but it's just, you know, the hole is there, the space is open, you got to take it. You know, I wish that the Sunflower League would go to a running clock, because you have games like Shawnee Mission East and Shawnee Mission North, which, you know, it's 70-17 in, you know, at the end of the third quarter, and you got to play out the rest of the game. And you know, I don't think East wants to continue scoring by any means, and, you know, it's—I don't think it's fun for either side.
I think the 30-point rule is perfect, but the trouble is we've put so many restrictions on the number of games and what counts as a game and what doesn't count as a game that it does away with the advantage of having the 30-point rule. That's my opinion. You know, I'm kind of an old school person. I think you should have a 30-point rule, and don't worry about how many times a JV kid gets to play in a week. If you do a good job of controlling that, you don't have a problem with it.
I mean, you can look at basketball. Basketball is a perfect example. You know, a JV kid or a sophomore kid could play in a varsity game, but he gets to have, you know, 6 quarters essentially between, you know, let's say Bishop Miege and Aquinas are playing, and kids from the JV team playing two quarters. Well, they can play four quarters in the JV game, you know, that started 60 minutes before. Why not go to a six-quarter rule where you can play six quarters in a week, you know, just in case something like that happens, so you can play two quarters in a varsity game but still get your freshman game or your JV game or your sophomore game and play the full game. I think the biggest thing is just getting young kids reps. And, I can understand the whole, well, we want to protect them from concussions and all this and that. But I think the safety aspect is there. You know, we've got these doctors that are making sure kids are in the right mental state and that their baselines are always where they need to be. And so if they're ever dipping below that or they're showing signs of concussions, they won't play.
Well, I think one thing is if you don't do as much, you can limit it in practice. I mean, that's the spot to say, or how much are we hitting in practice, Coach? Am I right there? I mean, that's
exactly.
I mean, that's the thing, and it's one of those things that I think if we do a better job of limiting in practice, then the game time, as you say, the reps in the game time become. Look at the NFL, they don't hit at all. I don't think the product is that much different. I don't think any people aren't tuning in tonight to watch the, you know, Thursday night to watch the Chiefs and Patriots play and say, well, they didn't hit a lot in practice. They didn't have real two-a-days. They didn't go at it three times a day. So it's not the same game it was 15 years ago. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
None of us can speak for Coach Callahan, but you know what? He had some of his number ones and twos take some big hits in that game. I'm sure he would have liked to have them out of the game, and he couldn't get them out of the game and put, you know, some of those JV kids in because they're using up their game time. So he's got the same guys out there who had taken some hits from Free State who put some hits on them.
Yeah, it was a physical game, and it's a great question. It's a great column. It starts a conversation, Mike, and that's what I hope. I think we all hope that's what our columns do, is it starts a conversation. Good job. And, hey, have fun out at Bonner Springs. That's what that game is, because that's where St. James is playing their home game. But have fun at Bonner Springs, and should be an interesting crowd out there, and should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, that's our own Mike Liberi. He'll be out at Bonner Springs watching St. James host Blue Valley Southwest in one of our REMAX Big Three games. All right, when we come back, we will jump across the state line to our Missouri area. Listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
The MVP is the player you rely on most and who comes through every time, no matter what. When it comes to buying real estate, your MVP is a RE/MAX agent. The RE/MAX agent who listened to the buyer, made a checklist, added a wish list, cross-checked the school districts, then narrowed the choices to find the perfect home. If you're buying a home, look for the sign of a RE/MAX agent and put the MVP on your team. RE/MAX is the official real estate partner of the Kansas City Royals, each office independently owned and operated.
As you're driving today, look around you. The roads and bridges, the high-rises, the stadiums, the Performing Arts Center. Who built them? The highly skilled men and women at the Kansas City Building and Construction Trades. Are you looking to get into a hands-on profession that pays for excellence? Train to be the best. Click on a new career today at beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com.
The McCarthy Auto Group is a proud supporter of Preps KC and high school sports across Kansas City. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle or you need service or body work done, we hope you'll visit one of our 12 McCarthy Auto Group locations. Visit kccars.com for over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles, and you'll find quick and easy credit pre-approval. The McCarthy Auto Group, with locations in Olathe and Overland Park, Kansas, and Blue Springs, Lee's Summit, and Sedalia, Missouri.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With a Dick's Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Del Fonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments.
This ice cream is good, isn't it?
It sure is, Grandma.
I love vanilla.
Why?
Well, because it makes me think of simpler times.
Yeah, I bet life was a lot easier as a caveman, wasn't it, Grandma?
Yes, it was.
Grandma, can I have some more?
No, you've had enough.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.